And I don't believe that narrative, and I haven't for a long time. In fact, the more I think about it, Mitchell and Justin were ops guys. Mitchell in particular. These are guys who went out and did ops. They would go out with special forces. They got training and interrogation techniques, which, by the way, also came out all this time. The Senate report, James Mitchell has no experience in interrogations. And yet the report reveals, and I've talked to some various people about this, and they had never heard of this. The report reveals a lot. This report is maybe one of the most important. The OMS released by this doctor gives us far greater insight into the internal workings of the CIA around torture than any document, I believe, that's ever been released thus far. So one of the things that it tells us reveals is that at psychology conferences, which happened annually for the Joint Personnel Recovery Agency, which was people who ran SEER being the military survival training, torture survival test that was given to many, many people in the military and the intelligence services and State Department, secret agents and pilots, and all sorts of things, that at these annual psychology conferences, there would be training done, or at least some of them, in interrogation. That the SEER psychologists and any other person, medical or psychological personnel, were not just trained to help people who were released from POW, from incarceration by enemies of the United States, which is its stated purpose, but in fact had also been used to train people to participate in interrogations